You're listening to 94.1 FM WHST Pigeon and 1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. With yesterday's soft opening a success, setting the stage for today's eagerly anticipated grand opening of Kentucky Fried Chicken. With everything running smoothly and a line stretching out to the road, Bad Axe residents are clearly thrilled for the return of the finger-licking good chicken. Bad Axe residents have long awaited the arrival of KFC, and their excitement is palpable as the grand opening festivities begin. Following approval by the Bad Axe Planning Commission, the site, once home to Pepper's Mexican Restaurant and Burger King, has undergone transformative redevelopment by K.A. Mills, a re-owned name in commercial construction. Now, as the grand opening day has finally arrived, the new KFC is poised to open its doors, bringing in about 20 to 25 new jobs and an exciting employment opportunities for local residents. Get ready to savor the flavor and join in the celebration as Bad Axe welcomes back the iconic taste of KFC. Stay tuned for more updates here on Thumb Broadcasting. And the Marlette City Council will host a public hearing at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd. The hearing, which will be at City Hall in Marlette, is regarding the proposed 2024-25 budget. A copy of the proposed budget is available for viewing by the public at City Hall. Following the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and to set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget throughout the next fiscal year. On the matter of finances, the council is exploring the possibility of allowing marijuana businesses, which, if approved, the funds generated by allowing them would bring significant revenue to the city. It is speculated that allowing the development of two grow centers and two distribution dispensaries could generate more than $400,000 a year in additional revenue. The next step in the proposal to allow those businesses is having the Planning Commission develop a proposed ordinance and guidelines. Once that is done, it will go to the council to review. The next council meeting is at 6 p.m. on June 3rd there at the Marlette City Hall. And as the trend of short-term rental grows, so does the need for regulation. Port Sanilac Village Council has approved an amendment recommending the Planning Commission set guidelines for short-term rentals within the village. The ordinance specifies that short-term rental properties like Airbnbs are capped at 10% of total village homes. This aims to balance the practice of short-term rentals while protecting residents' rights. Short-term rentals are often utilized as vacation spots. Existing rental properties are grandfathered in under the new rules. Owners must pay a $200 registration fee and a $50 annual renewal fee. Additional regulations include proximity to the village and limits on neighboring vacation rentals. For more details, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net or visit portsanilac.net for a copy of the zoning ordinance and map. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with the news from the Associated Press. The two planned presidential debates between Joe Biden and Donald Trump that were swiftly organized this week are good news for CNN and ABC News, but the arrangement virtually guarantees they will be among the least watched general election debates ever. The two campaigns organize them without the Commission on Presidential Debates, which seeks the biggest audience possible on all networks. ABC says it will make its debate scheduled for September 10th, available to other television networks and to streamers to simulcast. CNN hasn't yet said whether it will do the same for its June 27th debate. It's also not certain how many other networks will carry them. And Harris County Judge Lina Hidalgo says it could take weeks for power to be restored in some parts of Houston following fierce storms. At least four people were killed after storms Thursday swept through Harris County, which includes Houston. The National Weather Service said a majority of the damage came from straight-line winds of up to 100 miles per hour. Officials warned residents that it could be a slow cleanup and that some residents should brace to be without electricity for days, if not longer. And the Venetian has radically reformed its process for evaluating alleged visions of the Virgin Mary, weeping statues, and other seemingly supernatural phenomena. The Venetian's doctrine office overhauled norms, first issued in 1978, urging that they were no longer useful or viable in the internet age. It warned that nowadays, word about alleged supernatural phenomena travels quickly and can actually harm to the faithful if hoaxers are trying to make money off their beliefs or manipulate them. The new norms reframe the Catholic Church's evaluation process. They essentially take off the table whether church authorities will declare a particular vision, stigmata, or other seemingly divinely inspired event supernatural. And now they require the Venetian's final word. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.
And we have one obituary to report for today, May 17th, 2024. Laverne E. Shemka of Bloomfield Township, Port Hope, went to be with the Lord and Savior on Wednesday, May 15th, at the age of 91. A Mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, May 20th, at 11 a.m. at the St. Hubert Parish, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Rapson. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held Sunday, May 19th, from 1 till 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe, or Monday at the church from 10 until the service time at 11. A combined Knights of Columbus and Daughters of Isabella Rosary is offered Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the funeral home. If you wish to offer your condolences to the friends and family of Laverne Shemka, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com.